Last night, a new stage adaptation of Disney's film, The Little Mermaid, opened on Broadway. This morning, some pretty downbeat reviews washed up in the New York papers. Can the magic world of an animated movie, most of which takes place underwater, work on stage? Jeff London reports.
Over the years, Disney has put dancing teapots and flatware on stage in Beauty and the Beast, The Animals of the Serengeti in The Lion King, and now they've gone under the sea with The Little Mermaid.
Under the sea, under the sea.
Adapting an animated film into a stage show is a tricky business. In animation, characters can swim, fly, and bend in ways that have nothing to do with the laws of physics, particularly gravity. But these laws are very much in evidence on stage, so a different kind of magic needs to be devised, says Disney theatrical producer Tom Schumacher.
You can be a mermaid in an animated movie and swim, and on stage you're obviously, no matter what, going to stand there. If we tell the audience you're underwater, I think they're happy to understand that they are underwater.
Variety's chief theater critic David Rooney says, in spite of the challenges, Disney managed to beat the odds 10 years ago with The Lion King, which featured dazzling puppetry and stage pictures from Tony Award-winning director Julie Taymor.
Julie Taymor's ingenuity in that show was to be able to stage a stampede of animals, you know, a drought in the Savannah Plains, you know, all of these things that were done very visually, very economically, with certain solutions that you would look at and think, oh my God, that's so simple, and yet at the same time it's genius and something that only somebody with a very interesting command of stagecraft would be able to summon up.
Taymor came from the world of avant-garde theater. For The Little Mermaid, producer Tom Schumacher turned to creators from the world of opera, like director Francesca Zambello. In telling the story of a mermaid who falls in love with a prince, Zambello says she asked her designers to create abstract settings using translucent materials, which could transport the audience from the sea to the land in a matter of seconds.
We very much use a lot of plastic, and by lighting it in different ways, we suggest the underwater world, but also it suddenly becomes the sun above. I don't want to make it sound simple. It was difficult to arrive at this solution, but it was really very much about working with special materials and creating sculpture and changing the sculpture through light and through projections.
Up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
A big part of The Little Mermaid's world is underwater, and choreographer Stephen Meir had to find a way to suggest swimming. He makes extensive use of heelys, the sneakers that many kids wear, which have wheels in their heels.
I was walking through Disneyland, of all places, about 2.5 years ago, and I saw this kid just walk by me and then suddenly whizzed by me. And I just thought, wow, that's fantastic. You know, you can dance, you can pirouette, you can jump, and then suddenly you can just glide somewhere else.
Sing with me now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, by oh my, look like a boy too shy, ain't gonna kiss the girl.
Variety critic David Rooney says he wasn't convinced.
To me, putting people on heelys and having them wave their arms like they're swimming just didn't do it. What you get is the equivalent of an ice show. It's like a Disney on Ice show. It doesn't have this sort of soaring feel to it.
Whatever the critical response, The Little Mermaid, like most of the stage adaptations of Disney films, has a built-in audience, people who know and love the animated movie. And the show has been sold out since it began preview performances in November. Producer Tom Schumacher says that's the power of the Disney brand.
We also have 16 shows running around the world tonight. Somewhere in the world you can see Aida, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Tarzan, Mary Poppins, Little Mermaid, High School Musical. It's what we do.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.